Bezras Hashem Bili Neder. Let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Nun Vav. And we left off at the words Masiv Rami Bar Chama at the bottom, two lines before Nun Hey Amid Beis. In order to understand today's daf, there's a couple of introductory words I need to say. First of all, Rami Bar Chama is going to be asking a question against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had made a comment on our Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the days of a mitzorah, the days that a person is a mitzorah, he has tzara'as during his naziris, so those days don't count for the naziris. So you start recounting the naziris after you get purified from the tzara'as. So if Chista said, that only applies by a 30-day naziris. By a 30-day naziris, by definition, the days can't count. But if it's, let's say, a year-long naziris, so then even the actual days that you have tzara'as will count towards the naziris. It's only because it's 30 days, so you don't have enough hair, because during the tzara'as you have to shave your hair. So you're not going to have enough hair by the end of 30. So that's why the tzara'as doesn't count for the 30. It's a technical problem, not a fundamental problem. But if you have, Rav Chisda said, if you have tzara'as, if your naziris was for a year, so then even the actual days of tzara'as can count towards the year. That was Rav Chisda's statement from yesterday. Good morning to Dr. Joe, to Shmuel, to Yisrael Moshe, to Gershon Eitan, David Yoshua, Tzvika, Harab Eliezer, Dov, Yitzchak Ari, Mordechai, Chanachanach, and Yaakov. Welcome. So, the other few introductory words that we need to say for today is as follows. Today's case is going to be where a person is not sure. He's a Suffolk Tameh and Suffolk not Tameh. He's not sure whether he came in contact with a dead body. He's also a Suffolk Mitzorah, Suffolk non-Mitzorah. That's what makes things very complicated today. So the things that you need to learn for today, the things that you need to know are, good morning, Eitan Naftali Meir. So the things that you need to know for today's shiur are that when you shave for tzara'as, you have to shave twice, and you shave your entire body, not just your head. You shave your entire body, you have to shave twice. Because the way tzara'as works, there's basically three stages in tzara'as. Really four, but for our purposes today, you only need to know three stages. When you get this like plague on your body, you bring it to the Kohen. So sometimes the Kohen will put you away for 7 days to see what's going to happen with the nega. That's called Yimei Hezger, Muzgar, Mitzorah Muzgar. Then after the 7 days, one of two things could happen. Either he could put you away for another 7 days and you'll still be Muzgar, or he could on the spot see that it grew, whatever it was, something happened. So then you become, let's say it would be Tameh, so then you become a Mitzorah Mukhlat. You're outside the Machne until the symptoms go away. That's called Mitzorah Mukhlat. And you're more Tameh than Muzgar. At the end of that period, you shave your whole body, you come back into the Machne, you wait another 7 days outside of your house, and then you go to the mikvah on day number 7, and then on day number 8, you bring karbanos and you shave again. You shave twice for tzara'as. Once at the end of the mukhlat period, and once after you're back inside the machne for 7 days, then but you're not in your house yet, right? V'yashav michutz la'halo shivas yamim, right? So even when you come back in, you're outside your house for another 7 days. And then on the 8th day, you bring karbanos and you shave a second time. So that's mitzorah. And then the other thing you need to know is that if you're a Suffolk mitzorah, if you're a Suffolk mitzorah, so you're going to have to shave. But if you're a Suffolk mitzorah and a nazir, you're not allowed to shave. Because if it's only a Suffolk mitzorah, you have to wait till the end of your naziris. When you have to shave anyway for naziris, you have to shave your head. So then you could shave your whole body, because al atzad that you weren't really a mitzorah, you're not allowed to shave in the middle of naziris, because you're not allowed to take a shave in the middle of naziris. So that's one of the complicated pieces here also. Also, shaving can't work for both. shaving can either be for Naziris or for Tzara'as. So you can't do shaving for both. So if you put all these factors together, you come up with the somewhat complicated scenario in today's daf. So let's...
No.
I'm saying it in a case of where... No, Mitzorah and Muzgar is where it's a Vaday. They would never put you away for a Savik. Savik Mitzorah is where you're not sure whether... That's a good question. What is a Savik? We'll talk about it. What exactly is a Savik Mitzorah? Because a Kohen's never going to be mitame you for a case of Savik. So what's the case? We're going to talk about it. We'll get there. Okay. It's going to be at the very beginning. Masav Rami Rachama. Let's first read the case, Dr. Joe, and then I'll come back to your question. Dr. Joe said, what's the case of Savik Mitzorah? Masav Rami Rachama. Rami Rachama, again, let's remember, we're asking against Rav Chista. What did Rav Chista say? Rav Chista said that Tzara'as only does not count towards the Naziris in a 30-day Naziris. But in a year-long Naziris, the Tzara'as days actually count towards the Naziris. So, good morning, Rav Mordechai. Masav Rami Rachami asked the question against Rav Chista from a Mishnah later on the Tesamid Beis. Let's say, Nazir, a person who accepted upon himself Naziris for 30 days. Shehaya Tamei B'Safek. He's not sure whether he came in contact with a dead body. He's not sure. He walked under a tree. Someone told him there was a dead body under there. There was, there wasn't. He's not sure. So he's a Safek Tuma. And... Umuchlat besafik. He's also besafik. Maybe he's a mitzora muchlat. Maybe he's a muchlat means a mitzora who the kohen paskin on him that he's tummy. So Dr. Joe asked, how's the pasla have it? So let's say the kohen like went over to somebody and told him, by the way, you're muchlat, but we're not sure which guy. Nobody remembers. Was I the muchlat one or was my friend the muchlat one? And we're not sure which one of us got the hechlet. That's the way. Right. Tosfos says, there's a number of opinions. How is it possible to have a Safik Mitzorah Mukhlet? Hello, the Mishnah says in the Negayim, Dr. Joe's Kasha, Safik Negayim Tahar. So every case of Safik Negayim is not a Negayim. Because we shtel your Chazakah, right? If you have a Chazakah that you were Tahar when you were born, so if you have a Safik Negayim, then you're Tahar. So the Yerushalmi says, we're talking about that one Kohen was machlit, one of two people, and the Kohen and the people forgot which guy ended up being Mukhla. So we do not shtel the Chazakah in that case. Because the Suffolk is, maybe he was already Mukhsuk Latoma. The Chazon Ish disagrees. What do you mean? This is also the Kohen. We wouldn't say the person, we would say, you have a Chazakah, every person has a Chazakah that they're Tar. What's the difference if the Chazakah is maybe they became a Mukhlat, or it's a Safik to us? Tosfos in Diyamaskel Ochel, this massive Tosfos here, Tosfos says the Safik Mukhlat is, there's a Safik if the Tzara'as spread or it did not really spread. It's not clear. The Karen Ora asks, what do you mean? The Kohen would never be Machlat if it was a Safik. The Chazon Ish asked that kasha too. And he adds, even if the Kohen would have said it's Mukhlat Misafik, it doesn't work. It's like a person who mistakenly was Mitame, somebody who's Tahar. So the Chazon Ish explains, based on the Mishnah Lamelech, that according to Tosis, Safik Negayim, you would not be Mitame only if it was a Safik in Mitzius. In fact, then we would shtel the Chazakah. However, if something definitely happened and the suffix is exactly what the halacha is, not a suffix in the facts, but it's a suffix in halacha, so we would not say he's tahar because of the chazakah. So that could be the case. Not that it was a suffix in the facts, it's a suffix in the halacha. The Rambam says that the suffix is if the baharis came before the seir lavan or the seir lavan came before the baharis. Something like that. That suffix would be tamei. And others have other suggestions. Okay, so you have a Nazir, for 30-day Nazir, who's Suffolk Tamei Meis, and he's a Suffolk Mitzora. Says the Gemara, Ochal B'Kachim La'achar Shishim Yom. He has to wait 60 days in order to eat karbanos. Because after 60 days, basically, he's got to wait 30 days to shave the first time. Because maybe he's a totally, maybe there was no tomeh, no tzaras. So he's just a regular nuz, he's got to wait 30 days. He can't do anything until 30 days. But then, once he shaves the first time, maybe he was a mitzora mukhlat. So if he really was a mitzora, he's got to wait another 30 days till the end, till the end of the next nazirus, right? He counts two sets of 30, because basically on the first 30, maybe he was a nazir tameh, maybe he was a nazir tar, maybe he was a mitzora. So he counts, and he shaves at the end of the first 30. But then he got to count another 30, because maybe he was maybe he's a nazir tar, and maybe he had tzaras, and he's got to shave a second time at the end of his tzaras, right? Because we said a tzaras has to at the end of the 7 days, except that he can't shave at the end of the 7 days because maybe he's a nazir. He's not allowed to shave it. He's only a suffolk. So he's got to wait 60 days to shave a second time.
So which one counts for his? The last one counts for his?
Hold on. We're not done yet, Dr. Jim. We're not done yet. So far, the first one counts for his mitzora muzgar and mukhlat, and then the second one counts for his mitzora counting. But he's still not allowed to drink wine and be mitame lemeis because maybe he's not done with his naziris yet. Says the Gemara. He's got to wait another 60. 30 for tzaras betoma, for naziris betoma, maybe he's tmei meis. And then another 30 to observe naziris betahara. So 120 days. That's the total. In order to be able to drink meat, to drink wine and be metame lameis. And again, the reason it's four sets of 30, one for the first stage of tzaras, one for the second stage of tzaras, one for naziris betuma, and one for naziris betahara. That's basically the way it plays out. V'tani Allah, and we learned a brisa on this, and this is going to be the kash against Rav Chista. B'medvar ma'amor b'naziris mu'etes. When do we say that this applies? That he's got to wait four full naziris, and that's only a naziris of 30 days. Avol b'naziris bas shana. But if the naziris was a year long. So the first two is still the same. You can only eat karbanos to get rid of your tzaras. You can only get rid of your tzaras, and therefore you can eat karbanos after your tzaras, right? A nazir is allowed to eat karbanos, right? A nazir tar. So the naziris has nothing to do with karbanos. So just to get rid of your tzaras, you got to wait 2 years, right? One year for the first naziris, because maybe it wasn't tzaras. Maybe you're a nazir b'tahara, who's not allowed to shave. And then once you shave once, that's for your naziris, that's for your tzaras tuma, your tzaras of hechlet, your tzaras mukhlat, and then you got to observe another year because of your tzaras, just your 7 days of tzaras outside the oh, which you're not allowed to shave for another whole year because maybe you're a nazir, so you're not allowed to shave. So you got to wait 2 years. But v'shosa yayin metam lemesim la'achar arba shanim. Right. So there, you got to wait 4 years for the same reason why before we said four sets of 30. But the obvious kasha is, wait a second. Why can't one of the years of the tzaras count also for the years of naziris? By the 30 days, it couldn't, because you just need 30 days to grow hair. But over here, where it's a whole year, how come the year of tzaras? Rav Chista said that if it's longer than 30 days, the year of tzaras can count towards the year of naziris. So the Gemara says, "V'isalkadaitach salkan leyome." If Rav Chista is right that by a longer naziris, the tzaras days count towards the counting of the naziris, tiskile b'shalosh shanim u'shloshim yom. If you do the cheshbon, it should be enough to have 3 years and 30 days. You shouldn't need 4 years. It should just be 3 years and 30 days, because the tzaras days can also count as the naziris days, and you just need an extra 30 at the end to grow your hair long enough to be able to shave it. That's one kash against Rav Chista. Va'od Masiv Rav Ashi. So the first kasha was asked by Rami Bar Chama against Rav Chista. Now we have another kasha from Rav Ashi against Rav Chista. Va'od Masiv Rav Ashi, from a medrash in the Sifrei. Ein li ela yimei tumah she'ein olam min haminyan. I only know that the days of the tumah of a nazir, that a tumas mace of a nazir, that the yimei tumah don't count. I'm sorry. Right. So we learn from the pasuk by a nazir shenitma, hayomim arishonim yiplu. Right. The first days, the tumah counts even the first days. Right. So kal v'chomer, the days of tumah don't count. Not only do they not count, the tumas mace of a nazir knocks off the first days. Right. If a nazir observes 15 days, then he becomes tumah. So then he needs, let's say, 7 days to purify himself from the tumah. So not only do the 7 days not count, he knocks off the whole first 15. He's got to count 30, starting again from after the tumah, right? So, ein li li mei tumah she'en olam minyan, yimei chiluto minayin. How do you know a mitzora muchlat? His days do not count. So right there, that would be against Rav Chisda, right? This brisa says that the yimei chaluto mitzora muchlat would not count to the naziris. V'dinu, we can learn this from a mamatzinu, from a binyanav. Right, dinu means from a binyanav, a mamatzinu, meaning the Torah writes something in one place and you can apply it to the rest of the Torah. What's the mamatzinu? Yimei tumah migaleich umevi karbon. The days of the tumas mace of a nazir. So at the end of it, he's got to shave and he brings a karbon. And yimei chiluto, and the day of a mitzora also, he's got to shave at the end of it, migaleich umevi karbon. So mamatzinu. Ma yimei tumaso, just like tumas meis of a nazir, ein olam and a minyan, they don't count for the minyan. Af yimei chaluto of a mitzora, ein olam and a minyan. Says the Gemara, lo, that's not a good mamatzinu. I can reject that. Imam yimei tumaso, shekin mevatel ben esakodmin. What do you mean? But we know there's a difference between the tumah of a nazir and tumas meis of a nazir and the tumah of mitzora. Tumas Mace of Anazir even knocks off the first 15 days. But the Tumah of a Mitzora does not. So that's a percha. Im Amrit, Bimei Tumaso She'im Mavatam and Esakodmin. Tumah Bimei Chaluto She'im Mavatam and Esakodmin. So maybe just like Mitzora doesn't knock off the earlier days, maybe you'll say, Gershon Eitan, that the days of Mitzora also, maybe they do count. Don't say that they don't count. They're not the same thing as the Tumas Mace of Mitzora. They don't knock off the previous days. So maybe just like they don't knock off the previous days, they actually do count towards the days of Nazirus. Says the Gemara, Amrit no kal v'chomeru. I could learn out that they don't, that they count. I can learn out that they don't count from a kal v'chomer. Uman nozir bekever. Oh, this is going back to something we learned earlier. Daf yud zayin. A nazir who accepts upon himself nazirus while he's standing in a cemetery. So the interesting halacha that we learned over there is you don't have to bring karbanos for nazirus patuma. The nazirus doesn't get off the ground in the first place. You got to obviously wait till you become tar, till you start counting your nazirus. The days don't count, but you don't have to bring karbanos because you're not considered to be a nazir who became tummy. It's that your nazirus didn't even get off the ground in the first place. That's the special exception of a nazir who accepts upon himself nazirus in the cemetery. Says the Amos, Kavachomer, Uma nazir bekever. A guy accepts upon himself nazirus when he's in the cemetery. Shesaro roi l'teglach is nazirus. His hair is not going to be shaved off for nazirus patuma. His hair is roi to be shaved. He just has to wait 7 days. But his hair is roi for nazirus b'tahara. He doesn't have to shave. And yet, And he's not, doesn't bring a carbon for the tumah. Nevertheless, ain't only lomen aminyan. Nevertheless, the days that he's standing in the cemetery do not count towards the count of the 30 days of Nazirus. Even though his hair was roi, you're not cutting off his hair, b'tumah, but he still doesn't count. So yimei chaluto. So the days of a mitzora, while he's outside the machane, yimei chaluto. He's going to have to shave his head for Nazirus. So that hair is not going to be able to be counted towards Nazirus. Lo kol shekein, certainly his days should not count towards Nazirus. His hair is not going to be used for Nazirus. So kal v'chomer, his days should not count for Naziris. Ah! Ve'eli el yemei chiluto. This only applies to the days that a Nazir is out, that a yemei chiluto of a Mitzora. The days that a Mitzora is outside the Machane don't count towards the Naziris. Yemei Safra Minayin. What about the days that he's counting? What's that? That's the second stage of a Tamei Mitzora. When he's back inside the Machane, but he's outside his house for another 7 days till he goes to the Mikvah, and then he brings Karbanos on the eighth day. What about the days that he's counting 7 days outside of his house? Even those days don't count towards his Nazirus. V'dinu, we can learn it out from a Mamatzinu. What's the Mamatzinu? Ma yemei chiluto, just like the days that he was outside the Machane, ton tiglachas, he's got to shave. Af yemei safra, remember I told you at the beginning of today's shiur, he's got to shave again 7 days later, whatever hair grew in the 7 days. We just proved that the days he's out to the Machane don't count in the Minyan from a Kavach Omer. Af yemei safro so to Mamatzinu. Also the days of counting don't count. Yochal af yemei hezgeir. Okay, now you might have thought, okay, we just proved that the days he's outside the Machane and then the days he's inside the Machane don't count towards the Nazirus. But you might have thought even the days that the Kohen locks him up originally before we know that he's Vaday Tameh, even those days, he's a little bit tummy. Maybe even those days don't count towards the Naziris. The Gemara says, no. I didn't know, saying, well, you could have learned that from a Mamatzinu, right? Chalut, the Mitzorah outside the Machane, mitame Mishkav Moshav. Whatever he sits on or lies on, he's mitame. Yimei Hizgeir mitame Mishkav Moshav. And there's an interesting halacha that even the days that the Kohen, Dr. Joe, locks him up, whatever he sits on would become Tameh during those days. That's a special halach. Even though he's not Vaday Mitzorah yet, whatever he sits on, he conveys the Tumah. So, Im Lamarta Limei Chiluta She'enon Laman Amin, if we just learned that the days he's out to the Machane don't count towards Naziris, Afimei Hezgeru Enon Laman Amin, you might have think even the days that he's locked away in the first place, it's 7 days, then maybe they could lock him up for another 7 days, 14 days, right? So, you might think they don't count, says Mar Amrit Lo. No, Imamet b'mei chiluto shkin chiluto ton tiglachas mevi karbon. The days of outside the Machane, he's got to shave his head and bring karbanos. Lefikach einolin. That's why they don't count towards Naziris. Tomar b'mei hezgero. But in the days that he's just locking him up in the first place, shein ton tiglachas. You don't have to shave your head after being locked away, right? Because maybe you'll become tar. Veino mevi karbon. You don't bring karbanos after those days. Lefikach yalu leminyan. Ah, therefore they should count. And that's what the Sifri, the Medrash says, Mikan Amru, Yimei Safro, or Yimei Gamro. Gamro means Chiluto. So the days that he's counting and the days that he is outside the Machane Ein Olam Lomen Aminyan, Avol Yimei Azav, Azav, Hezger, Shamotzor, but the days of Azav, or Azava, and the days of Hezger, the days in the beginning days that they lack a Mitzorah up, Hare Elu Olam Lo. They do count. It's a Svara. They do count. Some say it's halacha. The Mefarsh says it's halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Some say it's a svara. But at the end of the day, the halacha is Yimei Hezger of Mitzora do count, but Yimei Chalut and Yimei Sfiro, the days he's outside the Machane and outside the house, at the end, those days do not count for Naziros. Says the Gemara, but you see here clearly from this brisa that Rav Chisda is dead wrong. That the days of Hechlet and the days of Sfira, of a Mitzorah, do not count. Tani miyas, lo imam b'mei Tumah, shki mevatel b'enes ha-kodmin, Tumah b'mei Chaluto, right, Tumah's Nazir is mevatel kodmin, but the mei Chalut, do count for Naziris. Now, b'mai, what Naziris does this count for? Elim b'Naziris Muetas, if you tell me it's a 30-day Naziris, that's ridiculous. Habin Gidol Seah, what do you mean? You're going to shave at the end of the Tzaras. So there's no way that those days can count for the 30-day Naziris. From a technical problem, you're not going to have 30 days of hair. Elalab b'Naziris Merubo, we're talking about a year-long Naziris. At Uktani, yet it says in the Sefri, She'ein Olam Lomen Aminyan, Amalo Salkanle. They don't count. Shema Minach, we see from this, that Rav Chisda is dead wrong. So Rami Bracham's Kasha stands, and also Rav Ashi's Kasha stands, and Halacha Lamaisa, Rav Chisda is wrong. That the days of a Chalut and Sfira of a Mitzora do not count towards Naziris. Although the days of Hezger do count towards Naziris. If he's just locked away and then at the end everything's fine, those days retroactively ended up counting. You don't shave. They even count for a Naziris of 30 days, not only for a Naziris of a year. Okay, new Mishnah. Zokta Heliga Mishnah. See, the art school said it's very complicated, but I think we got a working pshat. I think we got a working pshat, Baruch Hashem. Had a lot of time on the plane yesterday to figure this out. Had a lot of time. Okay, here we go. Probably prepared this year for about 4 hours. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about a person who is tamei with one of the tumas that we said in the earlier Mishnah that do not reject the Naziris. And this guy goes into Beis HaMikdash. Would he be chayiv karis, bemezid, and shogeg, and chatas b'shogeg? A guy, one of those tumas, let's say it's a quarter kav of atzamos, not a half a kav, right? Or a revius of blood, not a half a lot. Amar b'lazim shum Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Eliezer said the name of Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. We'll see. There's going to be different Rabbi Yeshuas, different Rabbi Meirs. Leibidik. Amar b'lazim shum Rabbi Yeshua. Kol tuma min ameis, shenazir megaleach alav. Any real tuma that's going to cause the nazir to have real tuma and the nazir has to shave. It's a tuma in the guf of the nazir. Chayavin aleh al bias migdash. So if you go to the Beis HaMikdash, b'mezid, you get karis. And b'shogeg, you bring korban chatas. V'chol tumim manameis she'ena nazir megaleach alav. However, all the tumas that we counted in the Mishnah earlier, that if the, on nun dalet amid beis, 2 days ago is daf, that if you had those tumas, a nazir would not shave on that, and it doesn't destroy the naziris. He doesn't shave, he doesn't bring korbanos, and it doesn't reject the previous days. Ein chayavan alav bias migdash. If you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be chayav on that also. Amar Rabbi Meir. I think the Gemara is going to say this is not the Rabbi Meir that we know. So Rabbi Mordechai, don't get excited. This is not your favorite Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir. It's a different Rabbi Meir. We'll see in a minute. Lo tehe zu kalam and asheretz. How could those tumas, many of them which were doraisa, some of them were derabbanans, but some of them were also midoraisa. How could those tumas midoraisa be less than asheretz? If a person touches a dead bug, so he gets curries for going into Beis HaMikdash. How could that be less than a sheretz? You are chayav karis, even though a nazir doesn't shave for tumas sheretz. So too, other tumas that a nazir doesn't shave, he should be chayav karis. Or chatas b'shogeg. Now, the Rambam writes that tumas that are explicit in the Torah, a nazir shaves, and tumas that are not explicit in the Torah, derabbanan, even though they're he calls them divrei sofrim, but they're really doraisa, it just means that are not mufurish in the Torah. So then a nazir will not shave. Asks the Karen Oro, according to the Rambam, Rabbi Meir's proof from sheretz doesn't make any sense. A sheretz is midoraisa. So that's why a sheretz is explicit in the Chumash. So that's why it's better. What's Rabbi Meir saying? It shouldn't be as bad as a sheretz. What do you mean? These tumas are not explicit. Sheretz is explicit. So what's the proof from sheretz? What did he mean? Oh, these shouldn't be any worse than a sheretz. No, they are worse than a sheretz. A sheretz is explicit in the Chumash, and these tumas are not explicit. A quarter of a kav of atzamos is not explicit in the Chumash. So, what's he talking about? Says the Brisker Rav. No. The logic of Rav Meir is this. The reason why a Nazir doesn't shave on tumas that are not explicit in the Torah, and therefore if he goes into the Migdash, he's not Chayav Kares, is because tumas that are explicit in the Torah are more severe than tumas that are not explicit. However, clearly, even those tumas that are not explicit in the Torah, you're going to have a hazah on day number 3, day number 7. You're going to have to get sprinkled with the paraduma water. And the sheretz, you don't get sprinkled with the paraduma. So that's what Rav Meir meant. It's sheretz where you don't get sprinkled with the paraduma. But those other tumas, even though a nazir doesn't shave on them, but it's more severe than a sheretz because you're sprinkling your tummy for 7 days. A sheretz, you're only tummy for 1 day. There's no sprinkling of the day 3 and day 7. So that's what he means. That's what Meir means. Since a nechnas lemikdash, when the sheretz is on you, and sheretz is so light, it's only a 1 day tuma. Kavachomer, those other dittumas, which is, you have to get sprinkled for day number 3 and day number 7. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Gamarla. Doesn't say ben Chananya, but that's what the Gemara means. Rabbi Lezer learned this from Rabbi Yeshua, the regular Rabbi Yeshua that we have in all of Shas, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Is that where he learned this din from? That any tumma that a nazir doesn't shave for, so you're not chai for going to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul Gamarla. He learned that from a different Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. Like we learned in a Bryce, the sign, I'm Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said, Kishalachti la'ar diskiya matzalsis Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesarosh, a third Rabbi Yeshua. When I went to Ardiskiya, I found Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesarosh, that was his father's name, Shai Yoshev Dan Lefnei Rabbi Meir Ba'alocha. He was discussing something with Rabbi Meir. Now the Mefarshim point out, the Yavitz, the Rabbi Yaakov Ender points out, this is not the usual Rabbi Meir, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Doesn't make sense that Rabbi Lezer would be discussing this with his Talmud's Talmud. I was asking his Talmud's Talmud, Rabbi Akiva's Talmud, Rabbi Meir. Doesn't make sense. So there were two Rabbi Meirs, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Meir here lived in the generation of Rabbi Lezer, and he came many generations before the other Rabbi Meir. Others say it wasn't Rabbi Meir at all, it was Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua. So then you don't have to say there were two Rabbi Meirs. Anyway, so...
Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Meir were all Talmid and Rabbi Kiva.
Right, exactly. So that's why some say it was Rabbi Lezer. What were they saying? Kol Tumma min Ameis, Shehan Nazir Migalei Echalav, any dead person Tumma that a Nazir shaves, Chayev and Alem Shem B'yas Mikdash, V'chol Tumma min Ameis, Shehan Nazir Migalei Echalav, and any tumah from a dead person that another does not shave, ain chadalam should be as mikdash. Omar lo, Rabbi Meir said to him, al tehizu kala misheretz. So you see, so Rabbi Lezer continued. Omar to lo, I said back to Rabbi Meir, klomata baki kirabi Yeshua bar Mamul. Do you think that Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul is really a big Talmud Chacham? Omar li hein. So Rabbi Meir said, yes, Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul is a big Talmud Chacham. So I said back to Rabbi Meir, Kach Amalir Rabbi Shua Mamal, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Shua bar Mamal said to me, the name of Rabbi Shua, the real Rabbi Yeshua. Kol Tumah min Ameis, Shanazim Galechla, Chayav Alem Shum Bias Migdash. Any Tumah of a dead person that another shaves, you Chayav Bias Migdash. V'chol Tumah min Ameis, Shanazim Galechla, Ein Chayav Alem Shum Bias Migdash. And any Tumah min Ameis that another does not shave, so you're not. So says the Gemara, Heve, we see from this, Mishum Rabbi Shua bar Mamal Gamila. That you see from the words of the Braisa, that Rabbi Elezer heard these words from Yeshua bar Mamul, and he heard them from Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So why did the Tan of our Mishnah say Rabbi Elezer said this in the name of Yeshua ben Chananya, and he left out the middle? You left out the middleman. You left out Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamul. Answers the Gemara: Amru Shmamina. We see from here Kol Shmait the Demesame beBeit Tlasa. Any teaching that you heard from one rabbi in the name of another rabbi, in the name of a third rabbi, Kadmayu Basoy Amrin, you say the first and the third, Mitzoy Elo Amrin. You don't have to list all the people in the middle that you heard it from. In other words, Gemara says it's true. He heard it from Yeshua bar Mamal, who heard it from Yeshua ben Chananya. But he just mentioned Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He didn't have to mention the middleman. Right. He actually had heard it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesarosh, right, who heard it from Yeshua bar Mamal, who heard it from Yeshua ben Chananya. So you left out the middleman. So you can only say the first one. You don't have to mention all the middle people. And the Gemara is now going to bring a proof that you don't have to mention the middle people. Amar Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak Afanan Nami Tanina. I also learned this from Mishnah in Peah. What does it say in the Mishnah Peah? Amar Nochama Lavlar. Nochum the scribe said, Kach mekublani me Rabbi Miyasha. I heard something from Rabbi Miyasha, Shekibel me Abba, who got it from his father, Shekibel Menazugos, who got it from the pairs of rabbis, that one was the Nasi and one was the Avbezdin. Those were the Zugos mentioned at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Yosi ben Yoezer Ishtreder, Yosi ben Echelin Shalayim, Yoshu ben Prachin, Nitai Harabeli, Yehuda ben Tamei, and Shim ben Shetach, Shmai Vavtalion, Hill of Hashamai. The first one of all those was the Nasi, and the second one was the Avbezdin. Shekiblu min HaNeviim, who got it from the Neviim. Halacha LeMoshe Misina. Okay, they skipped a few generations there between the Neviim and Moshe. Halacha LeMoshe Misina Bezorea Sheves V'Chardal. A person is planting two types of vegetables, chardal, or mustard seeds, sheves, different type. B'shnayim v'shloshim mekomos. If you plant them two, three places in your field, shenosen peah mikolecha v'echad. Since it's not the derech to plant an entire field with this stuff, you got to give peah from each one of these separate places. You can't just give one for the whole field. V'ilu Yoshua v'kalev lo kachashiv. We leave out some of the middlemen over here. We go skip from the Nevi'im to Moshe. You leave out Yeshua and Kalev. It doesn't say. Shema Mina. We see from here that you don't have to list the middlemen when you're quoting halachas that are learned out from people. Just quote the first and the last, but you're allowed to leave out the middlemen. Shema Mina. We see from here. Okay. Rabbi said we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Some of the middlemen, not everyone.
Right. It lists, that's also, so some of the Rishonim asked, Gershon Eitan's Kasha. So they ask Gershon Eitan's Kasha. Hold on a second. Who asked the Kasha? Wait a second. The Chida asks the Chida two Kashas. Very good, Gershon Eitan. Ask the Chida. We find many places in Shas that the Gemara counts four or five Amorai, one after the other. Why does it just count the first and the last one? Furthermore, he says, this Mishnah itself, in Peah, it says, Kol Shar Ma'avari HaShmua, Chutz Mi Yeshua V'Kalev. It lists a lot of the middlemen over here. So why don't you bring it right here from that you can't have the middlemen? He answers, we can prove from here that there's no proof. You don't have to mention the first and the last alone. Rather, if you want to mention the middle ones, you can. But he just doesn't mention all of them. He skipped over Yeshua and Kalev to teach us specifically that you don't have to say. You don't have to say any of the middlemen. If you want to say the middlemen, you can. You don't have to say all of them. But he skipped over two of them here to show that you dafka are allowed to leave out some of the middlemen. Okay, go ahead. Thanks for that, Gershon Eitan, for that clarification.